This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. About 70 countries and institutions pledged more than $1 billion in new aid to Ukraine Tuesday to repair the infrastructure that Russia has relentlessly battered with airstrikes in recent weeks, cutting power and water supplies for millions of Ukrainians during the winter months. After the officials met in Paris, French Foreign Minister Catherine Colonna said the money came from new commitments in aid or gifts in kind. She said the pledges received were not loans. She said the assistance would be rolled out in the next few days and during the months of winter, which will help strengthen the resilience of civilian infrastructure. Meanwhile, correspondent Anna Chernikova, reporting from Kyiv, told VOA's Flashpoint program Tuesday Ukrainian forces reportedly did serious damage to a key supply line in the city of Melitopol.
Today we have received some more or less confirmations from the Ukrainian military. We cannot verify it independently, but one of the main bridges which Russian forces are currently using for supplies in Melitopol, and just for the understanding, Melitopol in the Zaporizhia region is now the main supply chain for Russian forces after the liberation of the part of Kherson region by Ukrainian forces and after the damage of Crimea bridge. So this bridge was, according again to the information we have, was heavily damaged, and for the moment it is closed.
Meanwhile, the advocacy group Human Rights Watch reports Tuesday Russian forces have apparently used cluster munitions on civilian areas in and around Kherson in the last at least three times since they retreated from the city last month. The group reports the incidents were part of a series of attacks on Kherson that resulted in at least 15 civilian deaths. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has kicked off a three-day U.S.-Africa summit in Washington, D.C., telling attendees it meant a great deal to meet them in person. The heads of state from 49 African nations and the African Union have been invited to take part of the summit, which has been billed as an opportunity for President Joe Biden's administration to re-engage with the continent's leaders. Blinken opened a session of the summit by addressing members of the African diaspora and young leaders at the U.S. African American Museum of History and Culture in Washington and talked to his audience about their importance.
The importance of the diaspora to the past, to the present, to the future of both African nations and the United States is why this is one of the very first events of the Africa Leaders Summit. Earlier this year in South Africa, I had an opportunity to set out the administration's new strategy for sub-Saharan Africa. It's a strategy rooted in one key word, partnership, and in recognition that we can't solve any of our shared priorities unless we work together.
A tourism company off the coast of Australia is determined to entertain and educate its guests about the Great Barrier Reef. Associated Press correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
A new UN report recommends the Great Barrier Reef be inscribed on the list of World Heritage in Danger. Reef Magic Cruises offers tours off the coast of Eastern Australia. Dive leader Annis Maurer says the goal is to more than just look at the reef.
We can educate them. They see Wally, they see the coral, and then they're a bit more curious and they ask us sometimes questions about like, they think, oh, is the coral dead because it's this color and everything, and we can actually tell them.
They talk about reef ecosystems and threats to it like pollution, careless touching, and climate change. Tourist Jane Buxton hopes things don't get worse.
Maybe not even in my children's lifetime, but in my grandchildren's lifetime, I hope that things will have gotten to a point where we don't have to worry about climate change affecting the reef.
The Great Barrier Reef accounts for around 10% of the world's coral reef ecosystems. I'm Ed Donahue.
Police in the Democratic Republic of Congo capital city of Kinshasa said Tuesday at least 50 people have been killed in the area after heavy rains unleashed floods and caused landslides. Entire neighborhoods were flooded with muddy water and houses and roads ripped apart by sinkholes, including the main N1 highway that connects Kinshasa to the chief seaport of Matadi. Kinshasa Police Chief Silvano Kasanga believes the death toll of 50 people is likely to rise. Congo's government spokesman Patrick Muyaya posted images to his official Twitter account, which showed a major road that appeared to have sunk into a deep chasm, with crowds staring at the damage. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.